And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of September, 2016. It was on this day, 1504, that Michelangelo unveiled his sculpture, David, made from a single block of marble more than 19 feet high. Two other sculptors had tried to do the piece. They gave up. The chunk of marble sat around for almost 50 years until Michelangelo took it up. It was on this day, 1664, the Dutch surrendered the city of New Amsterdam to the British, who renamed it New York. It was on this day in 1900, a hurricane leveled Galveston, Texas, leaving more than 5,000 people dead. A storm which lasted for 18 hours, winds up to 120 miles per hour. It's the birthday of the novelist Grace Metalius, born Marie Grace de Repentigny in Manchester, New Hampshire, 1924, grew up in poverty, a troubled home. She married right out of high school. She loved to write. Her husband, George, did not approve of it. Grace Metalius wrote four novels all told, best known for her very first novel, Peyton Place, came out in 1956, a story of small town adultery, incest, and murder. She was living in poverty in Gilmanton, New Hampshire, wrote it on her typewriter on a corner of her dining room table. Peyton Place, which sold more than 100,000 copies in its first month, was on the bestseller list for over a year. Her best friend later said Grace Metalius would never be really poor or really happy again. She died of cirrhosis of the liver when she was just 39 years old. It was on this day, 1952, Ernest Hemingway came out with his last novel, The Old Man and the Sea. He'd been working on a long novel that he called The Sea Book, with different aspects of the sea. It had three sections and then an epilogue about an old fisherman. And finally, he decided to publish just the epilogue, which begins, "He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish." And it's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Anne Beattie, born in Washington, D.C., 1947, grew up in Chevy Chase, went off to the University of Connecticut, where she started to get serious about writing, took a writing class with the author John O'Hara, started sending her stories to the New Yorker magazine, where she was rejected 22 times before they finally accepted her story, A Platonic Relationship. In 1974, she was 26 years old. Her first collection of short stories, Distortions, and her first novel, Chilly Scenes of Winter, both came out in 1976. Both made her famous, her style described as disaffected minimalism. She was called the literary voice of a generation. John Updike told her, "You figured out how to write an entirely different kind of story." Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth. "My heart leaps up when I behold a rainbow in the sky. So was it when my life began, so is it now I am a man. So be it when I shall grow old, or let me die. The child is father of the man, and I could wish my days to be bound each to each by natural piety." Wrote William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.